It's Sunday, August 11th. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review. At number 10 on our list, possible charges are pending as well as citations in a DNR investigation over in Jefferson. Authorities uncovered during a search warrant and air rifle scopes and ammunition. Again, charges are pending as that investigation plays out. At number 9, a candlelight vigil on Monday evening gets support and some jeers from passerbys. The vigil was organized on short notice following the mass shootings over last weekend. Most people who drove by showed support, waving and honking. Others grimaced as they drove past. One man even rolled down his window and shouted an epithet at the group. At number 8, formal charges have been filed in Carroll County District Courts against a Carroll man accused of sexual contact with a minor. You can find the details of that story on our website. At number 7, Carroll supervisor gets a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity during a recent trip to Washington, D.C. Supervisor Stephanie Hausman had the opportunity to meet President Trump in the Oval Office. You can hear some of her comments on 1380kcim.com. At number 6, both drivers sustained some injuries in a Wednesday afternoon accident near Glidden. The accident occurred right in front of the Merle Hay Cemetery. One of the drivers was attempting to turn into the cemetery and was struck on the passenger side by a westbound truck. At number 5 on the list, Carroll County first responders called to a vehicle accident and an equipment fire within an hour of each other on Wednesday afternoon. That vehicle accident is the one I just spoke about. As for the fire, that occurred in the 800 block of West 5th Street. A skid loader caught on fire, the fire starting in the engine compartment, and that was deemed a total loss. At number 4 on the list, formal charges were filed in District Court for Carroll County against a pair accused of possessing burglar's tools. The tools were discovered during a traffic stop near a farm property south of Auburn. A set of tools as well as multiple crowbars were found in that vehicle. At number 3, a Carroll man has been charged with 10 federal weapons and drug violations, but he did reach a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. He will plead guilty to 2 of those charges, one of those distribution of marijuana and the other one carrying weapons during drug trafficking. A sentencing hearing has not been set for that case. At number 2 on the list, a Lakeview man dies in a grain bin accident on Thursday afternoon. And then looking at our top story for the week, 20 individuals were arrested in a 3-county drug bust. The details from that can be found on 1380kcim.com. And that wraps up your Week in Review. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones. For all of your information needs, check out KCIM online, 1380kcim.com, or on Facebook and Twitter.